Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
At the time of the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate shall be set up. That's the middle of the tribulation. It's called the abomination of desolation, okay? At that time, the Bible says, there shall be 1,290 days. That's why these days are so important. Not 2,000, 1,289, not 1,290. Are you following the point? Okay, so there's 1,260 days. Then there's this time period of 1,290 days, which is a 30-day span. I know I went to Auburndale High School, but I ain't that dumb. Okay, there's 30 days between 1260 and 1290. What takes place in those 30 days? I'm glad you asked. It's the judgment of the living nations in Matthew chapter number 25. Remember when Jesus comes in his power and his glory, and the battle of Armageddon, all that takes place, and he sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, and they split, and he rescues Israel. Remember all that? We're going to look at that in just a minute. Okay, the next 30 days, we read in Matthew chapter 35, it's called the judgment of living nations, where the living people, the inhabitants of the earth who survived the tribulation period, both the saved and the unsaved, will stand before Jesus in Jerusalem at the judgment of the living nations. And that's where the Bible tells us he separates the sheep from the goats. Remember that? Separates the sheep from the goats. That's that 30-day period from 1260 to 1290 that Daniel talks about. That 30-day span is the judgment of the living nations. And then he doesn't end there. Verse number 12 of Daniel chapter number 12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Now this is 1,335 days, which is another 45 days. I'm glad y'all are back there. I spit on y'all. If you get up here, you get in the wet zone up here, and that's why they're sitting back here. Anyway, that's why Melissa has her mask on, in case I spit on her. Anyway, okay, it's 1,335 days. Again, those days are there for a reason. They're not there to fill in a blank space. So that's why I take these days literally. 1260, 1260, 1290, 1335th day. What's so special about the 1335th day? Yeah. After the abomination of desolation. What makes that so special? Jesus said, blessed is he that waiteth and coming in through the 1335th day. What takes place? That's the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. That's when Christ begins his reign. There's 45 days from the judgment of the living nations to the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. What takes place in those 45 days? I'm glad you asked. That's when, let me give you an example of this, okay? Last November, unfortunately, we elected a new president in November. He did not take office till that time in January. Do you know it was almost 45 days? There are some elections that's almost exactly 45 days. I'm not going into it, but it's approximately 45 days. What was President Joe Biden doing in those 45 days? That's a terrible illustration because Lord knows what he was doing, you know. But normally, a president would set up his cabinet. He would set up those who would I could use a word in America now, rule with him, you know. That's kind of where we're going this direction. But, you know, who's going to be the Secretary of Defense and all these things. He gets his cabinet together and places them. When I get inaugurated, we're going to hit this ground running, okay. The same thing's going to take place. And I'll give you some scripture as we get farther into this. 1335th day, Jesus is going to begin the millennial reign of Christ, 1,000 years, those 45 days. He's going to give us job assignments. Walt Lanier, maybe, I don't know what he'll do with me, I have no clue, but he might, and I always joke about this, he might have me come back and rule and reign here in Inwood, here in Winter Haven, Florida. I hope not. I tell my wife, I'd love to be in Hawaii or somewhere, you know, or something. No, I'm just kidding, because the whole world would be different when Jesus rules and reigns. But anyway, that's what he's going to do. For 45 days, we're going to be assigned where we're going to be so that we can hit the ground running. Are y'all following? This, okay. I didn't say you had to believe it, but just kind of follow the outline. Okay. And then you see, after 1335th day, Revelation 26 is that coronation and celebration. That's the millennial reign of Christ. And then we see after a thousand-year reign, a final confrontation. That's when Satan is let out of his prison, so to speak, into the cell. He's been chained for a thousand years. He's going to be let out for a short time, and he's going to deceive masses of people. We've talked about this. I think me and Ken talked about this a little bit last week. People under the age of 100 years of age who've not yet accepted Christ as their Savior, they'd be classified as teenagers. Remember in Isaiah chapter 66, talk about who could think of a thing. A person died at 100 years of age. They say he died at a young age. You know, it's just a kid. Who could? Because in millennial reign, the longevity of life will be restored. And we're getting about that. That's why the tree of life will take prominence in the millennial reign of Christ. People will have access to the tree of life. However, that the unbelievers under the age of 100 who do not accept Christ, am I losing y'all with this? Okay, God will impose the death sentence on them, but by the time the end of the millennium will take in place, and this world will be full of people, full of the inhabitants, because there's no more death for believers. And me and Ken talked about this earlier last week. Those who enter into the kingdom, they will never die. They will live in their physical bodies forever. We will have a glorified body. We will be like Christ. 1 John chapter 3 talks about that. We shall be like him. However, there will be people who will live forever in their physical body. And let me add this and move on. Now, you may think I'm crazy, but it's so. I can prove to you scripture from the Bible. If we believe that Jesus could come today, and I believe that, that means there are people that are alive on this earth today who could potentially live forever and never die in their physical body. Preacher, you're crazy. Hang with me and I'll show you how we can do it. Because they're going to have to, if they're saved, they get saved during the tribulation period. Again, we talked about this last week in my morning message. If you've heard the gospel, this side of the translation, this side of the rapture, your death sentence have been signed. Okay, you won't have a chance for salvation after, are you following? After the translation of the saints. If you've heard the gospel and you rejected Jesus Christ, there will be no hope for you. However, there's over 7 billion people on the earth today. That's a lot of folk. And over half of them have still not heard a clear presentation of Jesus Christ. That's why Brother Dave is going to Ukraine and to Russia and Siberia and other places. And we got missionaries all over the world so they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay, so the people who've never heard, but they get saved during the tribulation, they hear the preaching of the gospel, they accept Christ, and if they survive the tribulation, they will never die. They enter into the kingdom in their physical body, they'll have access to that tree of life, and they'll live forever. Brother Ken asked me a great question. Well, what about their sin nature? That sin nature will be eradicated from them. Matter of fact, it talks about, I will give them a clean heart. You ever read that in the Bible? I'll give them a clean heart. I gave him another illustration. You know, Jesus changed this earth basically in 3 years he was on ministry. You know, he was here 32 years. But his ministry lasted about 3 years. It changed this whole world. Imagine when he's on this earth for 1,000 years. Wow. You can't tell me that ain't going to change people. Okay, but anyway, they enter into the millennium in their physical bodies, and they have children, and they have children, and they have children. By the time Satan is released, this world will be full of young people under the age of 100 who's not yet accepted Christ. And these will be the ones who follow him, Satan, okay? And then that's where we have that final confrontation. Jesus destroys them when Satan and his army comes in against Jesus and for the last time. And Satan will be cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. And I say this all the time when I get this point. Next time Satan reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.